This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve intensified its fight against high inflation on Wednesday, raising its key interest rate by 0.75 points. The Fed's benchmark short-term rate will now be pegged to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. It's the largest bump since 1994. A 19-year-old man could face a felony charge of making terrorist threats after officers say he posted plans on social media to carry out a mass shooting in Missouri. The Blue Springs Police Department says those threats caused at least 9 school districts in the eastern suburbs to cancel summer camps and classes on Wednesday. An FDA advisory panel gave a thumbs up on Wednesday to COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for kids under the age of 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Congress continues its partisan January 6th hearings.
House investigators are trying to make a methodical case that Donald Trump's beliefs about the 2020 election led directly to his supporters' insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House panel investigating the attack has held the first two in a series of hearings after a year-long probe and more than 1,000 interviews. The committee has shown clips not only from the attack on the Capitol, but also from its own closed-door interviews with Trump aides who were trying to dissuade him from claiming victory too soon in the 2020 election. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
Churches and pro-life facilities have been attacked at least 41 times in less than 2 months. A review by the Washington Stand notes the violence against these Christian entities include arson, vandalism, property theft, and property destruction. The Biden Department of Homeland Security issued a terrorism threat that claimed both sides of the abortion debate are dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S. border agents are fuming after the U.S. Department of Justice said it will punish agents falsely accused of whipping migrants last year.
National Border Patrol President Brandon Judd is reporting the Department of Homeland Security has been ordered to punish horseback border agents after no criminal activity was discovered in a 9-month investigation. In September of 2021, President Biden was judge, jury, and executioner of these border agents.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
Fox News is reporting the CBP will file administrative violations to those people in a matter of days. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday. The 81-year-old advisor is fully vaccinated and has been boosted twice. According to a statement, Fauci is experiencing mild symptoms and is isolating. Country superstar and actress Dolly Parton is donating $1 million to pediatric infectious disease research at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. The new gift is one of several Parton has made to the center over the years, including a $1 million gift in April 2020 for COVID-19 vaccine research. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. You know, what's going on with Oregon here? They decriminalized, I mean, Oregon, yes, that was one of the headquarters for the Summer of Love. Yes, you got that right. They have decided to decriminalize drugs, okay? In 2022, the state wrote, over 2,500 tickets for drug possession with 75% resulting in convictions. But now they're saying, hey, look, we need to back off. We're being just too hard on people. And guess what happens? You know, instead of making it, the occurrence less, it's exacerbating the problem. It's that same idiocy of defunding police that, again, Democratic states and Democratic politicians bring into play based on theory. And then, even going into this, sober-minded people said, wait a minute, what are you thinking? You know, this is not going to be a detraction, you know, in the history of man, making it more accessible and easy to obtain and easier to get away with only exacerbates the problem. Never in the history of man has that ever solved anything. Megan Barth is with us. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, good to have you with us. How are you?
Doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Again, I'll tell you, you look at these blue states, and it's like, what are they? Have they lost their picking minds? I mean, what they're putting the people through is unbelievable. And here, you know, Portland, Oregon. I mean, you know, of course, we've been seeing in California, and San Francisco finally woke up, you know, to what was going on with a very liberal DA, and they got him out of there, Bodine. And, you know, the next one in the crosshairs is Gascon in Los Angeles. Cause this stuff, you know, it's like, I mean, how many people have to die, you know, for the sake of the theoretical here?
How many people have to die in the name of social justice? Cause that's really what this
yes,
is.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
This is social justice on steroids. And we see what happens in social justice movements or social justice societies or social justice education. It's nothing but it ends up in absolute chaos and catastrophe. Social justice we witnessed in 2020 when $2 billion of damage was caused by a social justice movement called BLM as they were torching cities, torching cop cars, murdering people, just like we saw the Summer of Love, as you set up in Oregon.
Right.
That is a social justice movement, and that's basically the basis of the Democratic Party. and behind their Marxist theory. And we also have social justice. And we witnessed that with Kenji, I don't even know what her name is, the new Supreme Court justice that doesn't know what a woman is. Brown.
Yes, right, yes.
Right.
Brown Jackson. Brown Jackson.
Yeah, yes. Thank you. Tried to forget her name. But I don't even know if I should call her a her because she doesn't know what a woman is. Mm. So the it that was just
exactly.
The new Supreme Court justice, the it, it is a social justice warrior. She is a product or it is a product of social justice. And so that's what this is all about. And it's a Democrat
and
philosophy,
the thing,
a Democrat ideology.
Yeah, and the thing is about it is that, you know, when you come in discerning IQ, you know, a person's mental acumen, to not be able to define a sex, that gets you in trouble. That lowers your IQ point on its face. I mean, just saying, you know, by the way. But, you know, that seems to be the common denominator in this very woke society, particularly in some universities on the West Coast. I think they're up to 70, somebody told me, 70 different gender choices in some of these universities in California. It's just, you know, we're just strangling the kids in confusion. And what kind of effect this is going to have on the next generation is yet to be seen. But we know that it doesn't look good. I mean, it doesn't fare well. I mean, life is complicated enough as it is without confusing gender. And then now, as if that's not enough, the people that stirred the pot and made the mess, these schools now are saying, look, we need to, we need to groom your kids because parents, they don't belong to you. The kids don't belong to you. You know, the schools do. Even Joe Biden reinforced this as well. Believe it or not, our president, again, reinforced the idea that kids do not belong to the family. They belong to the teachers, and the teachers are the best components. They are the best individuals to teach our kids. About comprehensive sex. I mean, we're talking comprehensive sex for elementary school children is being taught, and even teachers with experience are going, whoa, man, this amounts to nothing but grooming children. And you say grooming for what? Go ahead.
Well, actually, the kids don't belong to the teachers. The kids belong to the state. The kids belong to the system. The kids belong to the state. And that is a tenet of Marxist ideology, whereby you eliminate the family, you eliminate religion, or destroy the nuclear family as well, and you eliminate religion. Mm-hmm. So the government becomes the primary source of your life. And so these kids are wards of the state. The teachers are just the tools of the government master. If I was a pedophile, where would I go work? Well, I'd go work at a school. I'd go work at an elementary school for sure. Absolutely.
Sure.
And when you look at the statistics, and they're very stark, when you look at the number of Catholic priests, who have committed sins against children, pedophilia, for example, sexual assaults, et cetera. And then when you look at the number of teachers that have, we're talking, it's like 100 to 1 teachers have committed these crimes against children. Yet all we hear about are Catholic priests.
Right.
And there's a reason for that. There's a reason because, if people knew how filthy and how corrupt the public education system was, they would probably stop sending their kids to school. And we saw this over COVID, right, where schools were shut down. The parents actually had to watch their children for a change for 8 hours a day and instead of the teacher. And they witnessed what exactly was going on in the schools because it was being introduced into their homes. And this is when we saw the school board meetings across the country being swarmed by parents, sometimes for the first time, packed.
Right.
And so now that, you know, this kind of the sleeping giant, so to speak, is awake, the onion's being pulled back, and we're seeing, excuse me, you're teaching my kindergartner about homosexuality and sex and sexual positions? Who does that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Rumor.
Exactly. Well, and the parents have to reorientate themselves. And in this process, many parents are choosing the right decision here, Megan, and that is that they're taking charge of their children's education and their welfare like never before. We've been distracted. Our culture has been distracted from the things that are most important, and I believe this is a great family reset that's taking place that's so important for our kids' future. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is pleased to announce that our Dari language radio broadcast, Window of Love, will now also be available in the Pashto language in Afghanistan starting this month, June 2022. The program has the potential to reach over 9 million listeners in Afghanistan alone, not to mention the Pashtun people in neighboring countries. Evangelically, the Pashtun people are considered a frontier unreached people group, which means that less than 1% are Christians, and essentially they have no chance of hearing the gospel from people within their own community. This is why radio is such an important tool to carry the gospel into their communities, and we're eager to see what God will do through this new broadcast. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan and the surrounding countries whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
I'll tell you, we got to stand our ground, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as we said yesterday, pause for a minute. Think about this, okay? There's more of us than them. You know, the lunatic fringe is what's running this country right now. And you know this. You know, reasonable people in the middle are scratching, and I'm saying quit scratching your heads and quit complaining. You've got to take control of your government once again. We're talking with Megan Barth. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and we were just talking about Nevada's primary. Okay, it just happened on Tuesday, and they cannot get the count until next week. I mean, wait a minute. And then she advises me, she says, Bill, only 23% of the people came out to vote. What would happen if it had, you know, 50% or 60% of the voting people who came out? Well, we'd have to wait for a month. Nevadans would have to wait for a month to get the results. I mean, what is going on here, Megan?
So it's a nightmare. And I had, on Tuesday night, I went to Joe Lombardo's victory party in advance that he would be the nominee, who it is. He won. And again, only 23% of the people voted. So, you know, you get your government that you vote for. And when only 23% of people show up in midterm primary, that's not a good sign. Adam Laxalt won the nomination by the vote, so he's going to be taking on Catherine Cortez Masto, and that will flip the Senate and give, if we win Nevada, we take power back in the Senate, the Republicans. And I went to the Joe Lombardo party, so the polls closed at 7. I got a call from a friend at 8:30, and I'm there to report for the Nevada Globe. I got a call from a consultant, a friend, at 8:30 saying there were 3 polling places with people still in line, and one place had over 150 people. A town that I'm in right now called Incline Village, Nevada, has 8,000 registered voters. 1,000 voters voted, and there were lines over an hour long. You figure that
out. What happened? What happened? I mean, this is,
well,
I mean, for all that we've learned, yes.
We don't even have time. Yeah. Like, honestly, we don't even have time. It was an absolute, for lack of a better word, cheat show. And our Secretary of State, or the nominee, the Republican nominee, his name is Jim Marchant, made national news. Monica Lewinsky tweeted she's terrified of him. You know, the woman who's best known for a stained blue dress and a cigar is terrified of just sneak old Jim Marchant. Chuck Schumer took to the Senate floor and said that his win was bone-chilling and said he was a direct threat to democracy. And David Axelrod said that his win was ominous and this was one of the most important races nationally. Now, why is that? Because Jim Marchant understands that the system is rigged, specifically in Nevada.
And we're talking the whole election, the election process. His focus has been on voter fraud,
process.
Right?
The whole process invites fraud because there is no chain of custody of ballots. They eliminated, the Democrats eliminated precincts. I still have a precinct, but they eliminated my polling place in my precinct. So now I have to drive 20 to 25 minutes to get to where I'm going to vote. And then, you know, hopefully there's not a line. And if there's a line there, I can go another 30 minutes out of my way and try to find another polling place that has a less of a line. And they're like, well, yeah, but in Clark County, we have 123, voting centers. They call them voting centers. I'm like, well, we have like 2 million people in Clark County.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And let's say 50% of them are registered to vote. That's 1 million voters. If you've got 123 centers, and then you're scratching your head. Geez, I wonder why the lines are long. We never had lines when we had precinct polling centers. So Jim tells me after he wins yesterday, he said, why can't we just count the votes by precinct? The largest precinct is 5,000 people in Clark County. We could count 5,000 if all voters in the precinct, all 5,000, which never happened, voted. We can count and tabulate those votes within 2 to 3 hours.
Exactly. Well,
but
you
now,
know,
because we have voting centers and we have to ship these ballots all over the place, it's like the Wild West out here. They need a week. They need a week, and then we have mail-in ballots. Which, if they're postmarked by voting day, then they have up to, I think, 4 days after to receive them. It is such a joke, I can't even tell you.
You see, the Democrats are grooming us three ways to Sunday. Whether it's our kids being groomed, we're being groomed over inflation, the economy, voter fraud, January 6th committee hearings. This is not a legitimate you know, approach to the truth and to governance. This is about setting the stage for a pre-described, governmental operation. I mean, this is a rigged system. And so what you do, just like what Biden has been doing in making it so difficult for us to have combustible engines, he's doing everything he can to force people into electric vehicles, though they can't afford it. But you're going to force it into it. And this is what the Democrats, Mark Elias et al., have been doing, is forcing the country into their voter fraud mechanism, which is, you know, they've done so very handily in California with, ballot harvesting and all the other illegal stuff and, 3 million voters. I still haven't heard the final adjudication other than they admitted that there were 3 million voters on their voting roll that should be eliminated. And they had agreed to take half of them off. But just because they agreed didn't mean, there was no follow up. There was no accountability to say, in fact, they did even remove, half of that 3 million. The illegal votes. I mean, this is insane.
Well, right. And kind of insanity has been baked into the bread. And mm-hmm. and the Democrats do this, all these machinations and manipulations. The reason they do that is for power. When Democrats in the middle of the night in Nevada, because we were hijacked back in 2018, and we have a majority of Democrats here, except for our Secretary of State. She's the only one that won on the whole entire ticket. Explain how that happens when she's a Republican. Never seen such a clean split ticket in my life. But nonetheless, how are you a Democrat, and then all of a sudden you just vote for the Republican Secretary of State? It doesn't happen, but it happened here.
Mm-hmm.
So they under the guise of COVID, and literally in the middle of the night, they changed all of the election laws in Nevada. Now, Democrats didn't do that for Republicans, meaning, we're going to change the election laws or even the playing field. No, they did it because they did it for themselves. So they will increase power. So they'll have a permanent majority. They legalized ballot harvesting. They legalized same-day voter and same-day registration. They legalized mail-in ballots. We're an entire mail-in ballot state now. And that's why it's taking, maybe a week, I don't know, for the mail ballots to trickle in so they can count. This is insanity, and this is exactly what Jim Marchant wants to eliminate, and we're hoping to have a majority legislature of Republicans. The only way Republicans are going to take back Nevada because of all these law changes is if there is a red tsunami.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to overwhelm a corrupt system.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. And then once we overwhelm the system, which the Democrats always talk about, basically through flowered pivot, like look at our border. You think our border mm-hmm. is because we're a humanitarian society under Joe Biden? No. They want to overwhelm the system.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's our border or our voting booth, the Democrats are overwhelming the system in order to increase their power.
Exactly. And certainly they're so deserving of control and power because they're doing such a great job, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up now in northern Nevada, and it's more expensive for gas than in southern Nevada. Nevada has the second highest gas prices in the country.
What are you paying now?
For a regular, here's a good example. I just filled up I put in a half a tank because I was leaving out of town. That cost me $35. I paid $5.64 for regular unleaded. When Trump was in office, I could fill up my car with premium unleaded to a full tank for $23.
Wow.
And a tank cost me $35.
And there's no stopping it. There's no sense of stopping it or any reversal in the near future. There's just more headwinds and pain ahead, Megan Barth.
Yeah, and I hate to, kind of be the Pied Piper of reality here, but it's going to get worse.
Yes.
Even the Fed acknowledges it's going to get worse. Inflation is going to get worse, and it's worse than it was during Carter. So it's welcome back, Carter, and this is exactly what we have with this administration. It's Jimmy Carter, part two.
Exactly. Founder, proprietor of RegganBabe.com.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust. One that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve intensified its fight against high inflation on Wednesday, raising its key interest rate by 0.75 points. The Fed's benchmark short-term rate will now be pegged to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. It's the largest bump since 1994. A 19-year-old man could face a felony charge of making terrorist threats after officers say he posted plans on social media to carry out a mass shooting in Missouri. The Blue Springs Police Department says those threats caused at least 9 school districts in the eastern suburbs to cancel summer camps and classes on Wednesday. An FDA advisory panel gave a thumbs up on Wednesday to COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for kids under the age of 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. You know, there's over 1.5 million nonprofit and community organizations across the country. Since 1992, the Neeson Foundation has been partnering with these organizations in support of educational programs that promote a greater appreciation and understanding of America's diverse cultural heritage. In fact, to date, the Neeson Foundation has awarded approximately $14 million to more than 150 organizations. To celebrate the Foundation's 30th anniversary, we're fortunate to have Chandra Vassar with us. She's the Neeson Foundation's president and Neeson's first chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer. Chandra, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be here with you this morning.
Well, there's a lot, I just shouldn't say necessarily there's a lot, but there's some confusion, maybe some misunderstanding about what diversity, equity, and inclusion is all about. I mean, here, you're the first for, the first president for Neeson and, for the foundation. And so you've been a pioneer in what this represents. Maybe you can explain to our audience, why DEI is so important.
Well, DEI is so important. Because it helps us to build stronger relationships and respect for one another and to understand that our cultural differences really make us stronger.
Yeah, I've always said, you know, one thing about my father that I appreciate
We've been without him for 14 years now, but I hear him just like we're talking right now, you and I. And he'd always say, you know, not any one person has been blessed with all the goods. And especially for him, you know, being a World War II veteran, you know, coming to this country, you know, his family coming to this country as an immigrant, he appreciated the vast diversity. He often referred to it as the melting pot of potential. And that has always stayed with me, Chandra.
Absolutely, absolutely. Here at Nissan, we really value diversity in all areas of our business, whether it's procuring innovative goods and services, selling and retailing cars to our customers, and really prioritizing the diversity of our customer base. So you're absolutely right. This is a melting pot. And at Nissan, we have one of the most diverse customer bases in the industry. Nearly over 40% of our customers are ethnically diverse, and we know that those customers are the driving force for our success.
Well, this is your 30th anniversary. You've got lots of stories to tell, you know, so that anybody that may have their doubts about diversity, equity, and inclusion, you've got the bottom line proof and anecdotal information that says that this has been a positive movement. It's been win-win for everybody, for businesses, because they are finding talent otherwise that maybe they might have overlooked. And for me, what I appreciated is the talent itself has the ability to express itself in an organization that, you know, they can be more fulfilled in. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When employees and even future talent feel that they can come to work and be their authentic selves, it results in greater innovation for the company, and people feel comfortable and they feel safe in their environment, and the result is absolutely better business outcomes for the organization and more holistic employees.
What would you say, Chandra, to the people? I mean, you've had a lot of experience in doing this, working with the Nissan Foundation, with DEI. For people that are a little nervous about it, because, you know, it seems to have some association, good or bad, you know, with the current vernacular. How... what would you say to them that have their doubts about DEI and why they should embrace it?
Well, I would say to those who have their doubts about DEI, a couple of things. Number one, diversity includes everyone. It covers all the unique characteristics that make us the individual human beings that we are. And from an inclusion perspective, I would say that inclusion leverages all of that diversity to create cultures where people feel safe. And we are all humans. We all have basic mm-hmm. needs. We all want to feel a sense of belonging, and we all want to rally around a common goal and a common mission. So I would say that DEI belongs to everyone. It represents everyone. It is inclusive. It does not exclude anyone.
Exactly. How can we help enact change in our communities?
Well, enacting change requires us to listen, engage in conversations, and really learn about others' experiences. Nissan is committed to creating a culture where everyone belongs and where our employees, customers, and partners feel respected, valued, and heard. And the Nissan Foundation plays a critical role in demonstrating this commitment. I personally have had the opportunity to meet with many of our nonprofit partners, and I'm inspired by the engaging conversations and the stories that show the impact that our partnerships have on employees and on customers, on educators, on students, on the entire community.
Well, we're talking with Chandra Vassar, Nissan's first Chief Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Officer and Nissan Foundation President. Chandra, How did you get into this part of the field? And because I can't imagine that maybe when you first started, you thought, well, I'm going to be a CEI, a DEI officer.
That's a great question. My background is actually on the business side. I've spent many years in finance and some time in purchasing as well. And I really got into this space early in my career at Nissan, where I was part of a cross-functional team that focused on diversity. And as part of that team, we were able to make some evolutionary proposals that really moved us forward from a DEI standpoint. One of those proposals was the implementation of employee resource groups. We started with a pilot for women, and now we have 11 employee resource groups across our full region covering the United States, Canada, South America, and Mexico.
Well, it seems like, I mean, with it being 30 years, that the Nissan Foundation has really been at the head of this. You've kind of been at the vanguard of, you know, developing DEI, and you've learned a lot over the last 30 years, have you not?
Oh, absolutely. We've learned a lot about the impact of so many different organizations, and we've learned that we have large organizations and there are small organizations. But no matter the size of those organizations or the dollars, the programs that they have are so impactful, and they can change many lives. But most importantly, even if they change only one life, it is such an amazing story and feeling of accomplishment for those organizations. And we are extremely proud to support the work of our nonprofit partners.
Well, speaking of which, Chandra Vassar, let's talk about the nonprofit and community organizations that were awarded the Nissan Foundation's grant this year.
Yes, so we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. Our mission is to build community by valuing cultural diversity. So we are announcing today 33 new grantees that are working day in and day out to promote a greater appreciation and understanding of cultural differences. Some of our amazing partners include the Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum. Our funding is supporting their crucial conversations. This year, those conversations are focused on combating AAPI hate. Another great organization that I had the opportunity to visit are the two Mississippi Museums in Jackson, Mississippi. Our funding supports their school visits program, which ensures that every student in the state of Mississippi has the opportunity to visit the museums at least one time during their K through 12 tenure to learn more about Mississippi's history and the history of the civil rights movement. And finally, another great partner that I had the opportunity to visit is STARS Nashville, located in Nashville, Tennessee. Our programming supports their Move to Stand initiative, which is an anti-bullying program offered to middle and high school students across the state of Tennessee, and it helps them to evaluate their perspectives towards bullying from a lens of cultural competence.
Well, Chandra, congratulations on your 30th anniversary. Thanks again for coming on the show. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well, Bill.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Evie Bear Carroll with us because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. I want to start talking about movie reviews with a documentary that has to do with the Homeschool Awakening. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a documentary done by Kirk Cameron. And remember, Kirk Cameron has been doing a lot of movies recently on different subjects. He did one on Christmas. He's done one on America and, like, you know, the founding of America and how we need to stay true to that. And so now he's doing one on the Homeschool Awakening. And basically, he wanted to do this movie because during COVID, a lot of people brought their kids home and realized what their kids were, you know, what the school was teaching their children, and the rise of homeschooling came about, right? So we've got a really big surge in homeschooling during that time period where parents have pulled them from the schools and decided to homeschool them. And so that's an interesting thing. And so this movie, the documentary, The Homeschool Awakening, kind of talks about, you know, what homeschooling is, how every child is different. Every child needs a different type of, you know, people learn in different ways. They learn through the visual. They learn through the audible. And they, you know, not everybody can learn reading at exactly 5 years old or 6 years old. You know, it may take someone time, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to have a pro, you know, that they won't be great readers. So, The Homeschool Awakening is all about that. It's a Christian, wholesome documentary. It's got some interesting, things in it. It's got some experts in it. And so, it's an interesting piece.
Yeah, what I like what Kurt and his wife Chelsea have done is they really turn their home into an experiment. I mean, they got six kids. So here's six different opportunities and understandings that they could arrive at as a result of these six different personalities, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's fun with these big families. My brother has 9 children, and he's homeschooling them, and his wife was homeschooled, and my other brother has 4 kids, and they're homeschooling their kids. So, you know, it's interesting because you can kind of have this mentality of taking every child individually and loving on them and teaching them individually. And do you remember how schooling started, where you had different age levels within the schools? Remember, because you went to the school house, and so the older kids could help the younger kids, and they could do the history lessons all together, and they could do, you know, and so people learn from each other, and it wasn't just you're only in this one age group, and you don't know how to relate to someone older or younger.
Well, you know, Kirk's mentality and understanding of homeschooling, he said he kind of approached it with a little bit of a healthy fear. And it reminded me of what Sam Sorbo had shared with me here recently. Sam, of course, has been a homeschooling advocate for many years. And she said, you know, that's because we bought into the big lie. We bought into the lie that we didn't know better. And the fact of the matter is God has ordained us and sanctified us to be our teacher, you know, our children's first teachers. We're supposed to teach, but we bought into this lie that, you know, we can't do this, so we have to give it to the professionals. Well, we leave it up to the professionals and look at what they've done to our kids. And of course, you know, in some sense, we can be grateful for, you know, COVID, because it pulled the shroud down of what these, you know, professional educators have been doing with our kids, has it not?
Exactly. I love that she said that, because, you know, you meet a lot of people or you know, will say, a lot of moms before they start homeschooling, I don't think I could do it. And, you know, you're right, though. Every day we give our children different lessons in different areas. So why can't we, you know, help them learn the different subjects? And, you know, and there's certain subjects that, you know, this is very not PC of me to say, but that schools are teaching the health subjects and the gender role subjects and all those subjects that really the parents need to be able to sit down with the children, and we're saying, you know, someone else should be teaching our children this, but there's certain subjects that over years, over the history of mankind, the parent taught them.
Exactly. And here we are, you know, this month, the Pride Month. I mean, it's interesting. Here we give Jesus one day a year, if that, but yet for rainbows, we've got a whole month of this indoctrination that's being thrown at our kids and story time, you know, by people. You're thinking, wait a minute, what is going on here? What's being thrown at our kids? And then we've got to sit there and spend all this additional time reorienting our children with the Word of God and what God has to say about these things. And then we put them back in school and back in this battlefield. I mean, this is really unfortunate, and I think it's causing parents to wake up to the war that's taken place in our culture, in our classrooms, and how we have you know, left our kids in a sense a bit defenseless. I mean, we wouldn't, in any other measure, we wouldn't allow our kids to be attacked like this, and their minds are being attacked with this kind of indoctrination, which is ungodly.
But, you know, we keep the faith at home, right? If we talk to our children, give them the apologetics, and we tell them the right from wrong. And you know, I don't want to, you know, homeschooling is a wonderful thing, but some people, you know, all that they're capable of doing is it's a big thing, is, you know, sending them to a different type of school. And so it's okay. Mm-hmm. Just keep the faith and love on your children and spend time with them when you can, right, and have that quality time.
And well, there are options. You're exactly right. There's options today, and even on the homeschooling front. I mean, you'd be surprised. I even did it myself for a couple of years, and it was amazing to appreciate the technology, the networking that takes place in churches and in other support groups, and how families get together and they, you know, share ideas. Some even, you know, teach together, you know, because there are people in the neighborhood who have, you know, a better acumen for history. And so they're the ones that are leading, you know, 3-4 kids in the neighborhood. It's amazing what has been taking place, Evie, and I'm, you know, I applaud the parents for doing something against this, and you have right now, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. There is a mass exodus of people leaving public schools and looking at these options. As you say today, there's lots of options, and this is what we love about our country, is that these options are available. Now, what we have to do is make sure that it's clear for our government officials to appreciate that there are options, and that this money that's assigned for each child, that it goes with these children, whatever choice they make, whether it happens to be at a charter school, a Christian school, that money that is set aside for education, you know, goes with the children and with the parents.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's what we can hope in terms of the future of education. But we're grateful for, Kirk and his wife, Chelsea, for what they've done in, bringing forth the truth and education, and also the responsibility of parents. Because I think parents are kind of surprised and thinking, oh, that's right, it is my responsibility, right? And this is a good thing. And not to mention the fact that it really does something in terms of healing the family and bringing the family together more than just at, maybe dinner time and maybe an hour after 8 hours of school and that. And it puts us more active with our kids, which I think is a good thing overall.
Oh, for sure. And I could go into that for a long time. Motherhood and, you know, how that's kind of been downplayed in recent years of no, the wife, the woman should be in the workplace. And, right. You know, what about the stay-at-home mom, right? And how that's kind of, in a particular area that I live in, L.A. County, it's, the stay-at-home mom is not looked upon, right? And so there's, that could be a whole other conversation, right?
Exactly. Well, a couple other topics that are at Movie Guide and I appreciate, that you address this, and that is Justin Bieber putting his hope in God as he battles Ramsey Hunt syndrome, huh?
So this is a situation where Justin Bieber, he's just found out that he had this really rare disease called Ramsey Hunt syndrome that can cause facial paralysis. And for a singer, that's a huge deal. And he is a Christian, and he grew up in the faith, but he became closer to God after some wild years, right? More recently, and his wife is a Christian, and she's actually dealing with some situations too, where she's had a seizure recently, two seizures. So we're praying for them. He had to quit his concert that he was going to be doing around the country and just take time to rest and relax. And so, pray for the health of the youth right now. And, I'm hearing more and more of these stories of people who are sick and who are needing health prayers.
Exactly. Well, for Justin and his wife, we will put him on the list and be praying actively and intercede on their behalf that they will experience, in only the way that God can give it. And don't you love this? That God does this. I mean, it's total healing that he does, which is just so incredible. So, the peace that surpasses all understanding, may it be with the Beavers. On some better news side here is that the Sound of Music cast is gathering to honor Julie Andrews with a Lifetime Achievement Award. How the Sound of Music. Oh, how I love it.
Now, wasn't this one of the best movies of all time? And the moral
yes.
So wonderful. Why can't they make more movies like this, we ask ourselves.
Well, I got to tell you, when I was in Austria, I did go there where a lot of the shooting was done. And I will tell you directly that the hills there, you look at them and you see and sense that they are alive with the sound of music. They really are alive with it. It's majestic. There's something real special about these hills, and I can appreciate the inspiration. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Thank you for having me.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.